Virtual assistants. The ability to operate remotely sets the virtual assistant, VA, apart from the other three assistants. As long as you have an internet connection, you can work wherever you choose. You control how you spend your time and are not required to interact or work with anyone else. And if you're one of those people who dislike having to get dressed up for work, go out, get up early to beat the traffic, or simply hate spending all day in a four-cornered room, this job is ideal for you. Many businesses, mainly small businesses where resources are scarce and there is limited access to funds, would prefer virtual assistants than any other. Because they don't have to build an office for their staff, it is less expensive. Hence, making virtual assistants a valuable asset for any business. However, this may be an in-demand job currently. It's not easy to be a part of it if you don't have the skills necessary to gain clients. Employers need honest and hard-working virtual assistants who don't need their supervision. Here are some of the duties and skills that an employer may want in a virtual assistant aside from the core 25 listed on the homepage of this section. 1. Honest. VAs do a variety of tasks that may need them to handle sensitive information. This can comprise anything from your top client's email addresses to credit card data for booking hotel rooms and flights. When hiring a virtual assistant online, they must exhibit the value of honesty during the interview process. Inquire about how they manage sensitive information and contact references before making a hiring decision. 2. Receptive. Remember that no one is perfect, including you as a VA. However, it is a very positive trait to have if a person is continually looking for ways to improve themselves. They must be willing to accept criticism, recommendations, and comments on their work. Finally, constructive criticism might lead to an individual's true improvement. Weakness is natural and should not be seen negatively. When a client provides feedback to their VA, the VA should accept it with open arms, allowing their work to grow and therefore fulfilling the client and the VA's mutual goal. Accepting feedback and fostering new ideas, tactics, and strategies for a specific work or in a company in general can be very beneficial to success. 3. Punctual. Being punctual is a common challenge that employers face whenever they delegate tasks to their employees. Mind you, it can be distressing if an employee misses their deadline. Therefore, if you're able to show that you can get your work done within the required time frame without any excuses, employers will view you as indispensable. 4. Great with follow-up. Any employer will not regret hiring you if you can stay on top of your tasks, even when a client may not. This is a common scenario in business. Sometimes, clients will overlook some things and you may be required to follow up. For instance, your VA should follow up with an email or a phone call to the client if they need the client's approval for a social media ad you prepared but haven't heard back from them after 2 or 3 days. 5. Focused. Working online or on a computer can be extremely distracting, especially if you work from home. A beautiful day can be annoying. Here, mindfulness, which involves being in the present and concentrating on one task at a time, comes into play. Additionally, it's crucial to frequently take breaks to maintain attention. 6. Not afraid to ask questions. Another problem employers often encounter is when their employees don't ask questions. Speak out if something doesn't make sense. Ask for more information, state what you heard again, and provide an example. You don't want to be halfway through a project and find you've made a huge mistake because you neglected to get clarification. Virtual is definitely the future for most businesses, especially small, startups, and overseas businesses. I will be going into this subject in detail later in the entrepreneur section, but for now, understand that if you will just commit yourself to learning these skill sets, this is a career for all Filipinos who want to earn a great income, seldom leave your family because you mainly work from home, and the opportunities will be endless. However, please do not accept a position as a virtual assistant until you are truly ready and possess the necessary skill sets. This could be a huge employment opportunity for Filipinos, and I am confident that the Philippines could dominate this industry. I would hate to ruin the country's reputation by taking positions that we're not yet qualified for. If you are already a virtual assistant, please study your craft every day. I want the Philippines to be the go-to for this industry. Make sure you study this entire website and come back to it often for all of the updates, because you will find a plethora of information that will be beneficial to your career in every section. Think of this website as a library of many books focused on one course, you.